You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
A very important topic coming up now, settling debt versus investing and saving. Many of us young people who are reaching their 30s and so are wondering if they should be investing in property or clearing out all the debt that they accumulated from university fees or debt during their 20s. And it's a difficult one to consider, especially when you're trying to grow your investment portfolio. But we've got Stephen Katselin-Bongon, who is the senior executive at NFB Private Wealth Management, to talk us through our options. And I suppose the biggest question here for someone like myself as well would be, what are the options? Do we settle our debt first or do we focus on investment?
Thank you for the question and good evening to you and the listeners. So when it comes to debt, not all debt is created equal. So I would classify them into two camps, one that we'd call cheap debt and the other that we'd call expensive debt. So the former, being cheap debt, would be primarily the bond on your house. And then when I look at expensive debt, I think of things like credit cards and that type of debt. So it's a very short-term debt. So when you're looking at those kind of strategies that you were talking about around potentially paying off debt versus investing or a combination of both, I think the type of debt you're dealing with needs to be dealt with differently. So if we talk about expensive debt, then I think you should focus on paying that off and get it done, because those typically attract a very high interest rate with significant repayments. When you're talking about cheap debt, in other words, I mentioned bonds or home loans, there I think there's definitely a case to look at a combination of paying down your debt, but then also investing at the same time.
So if we're trying to strike a balance between paying off debt and investments, can we do that? If we are unable to do both, say I don't want to just focus on paying off all my debts, I actually just want to also focus on investments. Is that possible?
It definitely is. So there's a couple of aspects that we're going to take into account there. One is obviously your disposable income, and number two is your expenses. So as I say, if it's expensive debt, I would focus on paying that off first. But if it's your longer-term household debt, then I definitely think you can get to a combination of both. If you look at an example of, let's say, a home loan in 2016, which was 5 years ago, per million rand, you would have been paying around 10,000 rand per month to pay that off. If we look at today's interest rates, per million rand, you're paying a little bit over 7,500 rand per month. So let's just call it a 2,500 rand difference, just to make the numbers round off easily. You could quite easily take half of that, call it savings from where we were 5 years ago, apply that to an additional bond payment and pay off your home bond a lot quicker, and at the same time start off saving. Because the difficulty comes is if you only focus on paying off your home loan and do that for the first 30 years, the amount that you have to catch up and save later on, to pull that retirement gap is massive. So, while I was waiting, we heard the advert around that you should have accumulated 3 times your income by age 40. It's quite difficult to do that if you're focusing solely on paying off your debt.
What about if you decide that you're going to be focusing on investments and you will work through the debt as you do? What are the investment options that are available to people? Some affordable, less aggressive, more long-term?
Sure. So, if we look at the three basic types of investments that South Africans have for them, and again, we have to differentiate investments from savings, maybe just as a departure point. We're not talking about accumulating money in your bank account for holidays. And then we could look firstly at things like retirement savings. So that could be through a retirement annuity, or perhaps if you're employed and there's a group scheme there, you could be part of a pension or a provident scheme. And typically you can contribute additional, funds to those type of schemes. So that could be option one. Option two would be to look at something perhaps like a tax-free savings account, which cater for relatively, you know, smallish monthly amounts and have a very broad range of investment options. So you mentioned cautious and long-term, which are, you know, kind of different approaches. So tax-free savings account, also like similar to a retirement annuity, but you can invest into different risk profiles in those type of investment products. So they could cater for your more risk-averse investor or for your more risky investor. And the third pot you could potentially look at is just investing in unit trusts or ETFs, you know, for those additional savings. And again, those products and the product set there has grown and advanced tremendously over the last couple of years, where your investment choice is massive. So you can invest in anything from cash plus type of investments, all the way to foreign shares in those type of products. And those type of products cater for monthly investments, so they cater for debit order investing. And you should look out for type of products where you can increase or decrease or stop your debit orders without any adverse consequences. Mm. So in other words, you don't want something that you're going to be penalized if you decide to save a little bit less for 6 months or even want to increase your premium or something like that. So you want to look for products that are also flexible beyond just being able to accommodate your savings. So flexible in your investment choice and flexible in your savings pattern and the amount that you save.
Yeah. Now, Stephen, we've run out of time, but very, very briefly, investments outperforming inflation would be great in this particular scenario where you are investing and you're putting money away.
Absolutely. I think that's a fundamental principle of investing, is that you're not beating inflation. Something's gone wrong. It has to be your primary objective that you retain the real purchasing power of your money. So that's you have to have that departure point in mind. And at the moment, you don't actually need to get too aggressive to do that. I know we are, you know, time pressed, but quickly, you know, the South African 10-year bond yield is 9.5% at the moment. That's 5% above inflation. Mm. So there's significant breathing room in what's a relatively cautious asset.
Mm. Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time, Stephen Katsenelembogen, who's a senior executive at NFV Private Wealth Management, giving us your savings tips for the week, settling debt or investing. That's what we were talking about. Now, this show was brought to you by Nedbank Business Banking. See money differently. Nedbank.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.